Why are we there, and why do you believe that Rex Tillerson is saying we're going to stay in Syria? Expand upon it as you would a strategist in teaching strategy. Fill in some of the blanks as we use this as a springboard for the program today.
It's a great question, and it's a complicated question, and fundamentally it's damage control. For the past 40 years, the United States was the protectorate and the guarantor of safety in the Middle East for all of the different countries. We were the neutral arbiter that kept all of the different players civil, and we maintained the stability of the region. The previous administration invited Russia to come into the Syrian situation, and they masterfully leveraged that to regaining a major point of leverage in the entire Middle East. Frankly, the why, I see Syria shaping up in exactly the same situation that Berlin did at the end of World War II in a Cold War standoff between the United States and Russia. I see the exact same situation developing very quickly, where the Syria is going to be the dividing line between where Russia has influence and where the United States has influence. I see Tillerson and Donald Trump both in damage control mode, trying to rectify some of the tragic results of this situation that was precipitated by the previous administration.
Well, that's interesting, JR, because you're saying damage control, more of a defensive action. But I'm going to suggest that there's an offensive action involved in this, too. That's strategic.